From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Lisa Rosbacher, who has served as president of Humboldt State University since 2014, announcing today she will retire from the California State University system after the 2018-2019 academic year. In a message to the HSU community, Rosbacher said that she had enjoyed serving as president, but the timing was right to move to the next stage of her career. She had discussed her plans over the summer with CSU Chancellor Timothy White. CSU will launch a national search for Rosbacher's successor. Under university policy, the chair of the CSU trustees, Adam Day, and Chancellor Timothy White will select a committee made up of various campus stakeholders who will be publicly announced at a later date. Campus and community input will be sought in an open forum held on campus. Well, FEMA, along with the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, conducting a nationwide test of the emergency alert system and wireless emergency alert system coming up on Wednesday. The test will send messages using both the wireless emergency alert system as well as the emergency alert system. That WEA portion begins at 11:18 a.m. The EAS portion follows at 11:20 a.m. No action is required. Cell phone towers will broadcast the WEA test for about 30 minutes starting at 11:18. During that time, WEA-compatible cell phones that are switched on within range will receive the test message. Some cell phones will not receive the message, and cell phones should only receive the message one time. The WEA test message will have a header that reads Presidential Alert and text that says, "This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed." Well, Chevron announcing it will donate $100,000 toward local public school classrooms in Del Norte, Humboldt, Lake, and Mendocino counties to help fund eligible projects posted on DonorsChoose.org. Chevron is encouraging public school teachers in Humboldt, Del Norte, Lake, and Mendocino counties to submit classroom projects requesting needed supplies and education materials, student-led project initiatives, and student life essentials like clothing. Personal hygiene products and food can also include materials to help rebuild classrooms. Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services extending the dry weather test period for evaluation of water quantity supplies for proposed subdivisions and residential construction through Monday, October 15th. Anyone thinking of subdividing land or developing parcels with water supplies to serve individual or up to four connections need to contact a qualified agent for testing. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.